The Special Service Division presents a rebroadcast of Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser!
Evening, folks. How y'all?
Great,
you're great, mate. Well, that's fine. And chillin', tonight the old College of Musical Knowledge has opened up right smack dab on Catalina Island with the men of the Maritime Service. You know, Catalina isn't far from the mainland. It only takes 2 hours to get over here, but it takes 13 weeks to get back. Good old Catalina. It's always been famous for its scenery. Now, the scenery is still pretty over here, but I remember when it used to wear shorts.
H. K. Bibble's nursery rhyme are.
Oh, fine, fine.
Star light, star bright, first star I seen tonight.
What do you know about stars?
Well, when I was only a kid, my mother taught me all about the big diaper.
Get out of here, Ish. Get your lines right. That's Big Dipper. And zipper your lipper. These men want to try for that golden slipper. $115 in world bond prizes. In the meantime, here's a mean tune for the maritime. So come on, chillin'. Yes, Dan. Comes Julie Conway. Sing it like you do on that recording, Julie.
Broke my watch the other night. I broke my watch cause I wound it too tight. I broke my watch round the quarter to nine. So I took it down the corner to a friend of mine. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. And I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. He's got it on the beam steadier than ever before. Look at the old man go. He's 103 and that's no lie. Look at the old man go. When he raises that glass up to his eye. Well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store.
Time for the maritime quiz. Let's go.
Well, get him out here, Dean. On with the show.
Oh, Ferdinand Froghammer, you stop that. I'm going to tell Professor.
Here, 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 Georgia. What's the matter?
Well, Professor, you make Ferdinand stop sticking gum in my hair.
She's bugged.
Well, he did, too, stick gum in my hair.
You've been stuck up for years, you great big skinny old blonde.
Why, Ferdinand, Georgia is not skinny, and she's really not old.
Yeah, and she really ain't blonde either.
Now, Ferdinand Froghammer, you are an overbearing, insulting rascal.
Now, you be careful, or I ain't gonna like you.
Well, he stuck gum in my hair.
That was glue. And besides, she copied the figures off my arithmetic paper.
I did not.
With your figure, you gotta copy mine yet.
Well, I don't know who's guilty in this clam bake, but if I know my discipline, one of you is going to stay after school.
And if I know you, it ain't gonna be me.
Vance, it's first exam for these men on the rock.
Fine, Dean, I'm sure these questions will give them a shock. Here is Seaman Second Class Dick Gallagher from Gainesville, Texas.
Yes, sir!
Say, Dick, you know, oddly enough, Georgia Carroll fell in love with a seaman over here and asked him to go out with her. Well, the seaman said, "I can't, Georgia, since I'm on the hospital list." He says, since I'm on the hospital list...
I don't get around much anymore.
I don't get around much anymore. She said, "On the hospital list?" Why, Georgia said, "Were you shot?" He said, "Yes." She said, "Where?" He said, "They gave me my shot."
In my arm.
In my arm, that's right. And Georgia said, "Look, were you shot anywhere else?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Yes, I was shot."
Just a little bit south of North Carolina.
That's right. Very good. Okay. And here we go. All right. Now we have Mess Attendant First Class Edward Heck of Creighton, Pennsylvania. Say, yeah, Edward Heck, the boys of Battery A, Barrage Balloon Seattle, say that to everyone in Catalina, you'll really be the cat if you distinguish between the following things that have to do with cats. First, a catapult. What is a catapult? What is a catapult? It is? That's fine. Thank you.
A jump?
A catapult. No, what is a catapult used? I mean, on a ship, if they use a catapult, what do they do with it? Well, it's to catapult a plane into the air. It's a mechanical spring kind of an idea. That's one definition of it. Yeah, it's a big, you know, it's a catapult. That's what I said. Thank you. Now, what about a cataract? What is a cataract?
That's something on your eye.
I beg your pardon?
Something on your eye.
Well, yes, it's something that kind of grows over your eye, falls over your eye. Yes, and if you're under Niagara Falls looking up, it'll really fall over your eyes. Now, cataract is a waterfall or something that grows on your eyes. What about the crazy cat? Or the crazy cat?
Cartoon.
Beg your pardon?
A cartoon.
Cartoon, that's exactly right. What about the cat and the canary? The cat and the canary.
That's a story, a fiction.
Well, yes, it was a story and a famous picture, that's right. What about the Catskill?
That's a mountain.
Where is it?
New York.
Boy, you ain't kidding. Very good. Oh. Okay. Now we have Fireman Third Class David Yeary of Portland, Oregon. Well, come over here, Pluck Too Soon. Say, David Yeary. Say, Miss Doris Marks of Ithaca, New York, thinks you should be able to tell us what color hair the gal had in this song. All right. Wait a minute. The song is, and the band played on. What was the color of the girl's hair?
Strawberry blonde.
A strawberry blonde. Now, you know, we could use another tuba player with our band. So suppose you take this tuba, and if you play well enough as our band plays on... Wait. We can't even find him behind that tuba. He's there, all right. Now, if you play well enough as the band plays on, you may get to waltz with our strawberry blonde, pretty Julie Conway. All right, now, every time the band stops, you play. Are you ready?
Wait a minute, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. Say, well, Rudy-do, I'll boot that. You know, I never saw a little man get so much noise out of a big horn before in my life. Say, David, you really did that swell, so we want to see you waltz with our strawberry bun, Julie Conway. Remember to... Now... All right. All right, David. Remember to waltz now. I told this little fella to waltz with Julie, and brother, if I'd have told him to jitterbug, he'd have probably thrown her right out in the audience. Hey, he was really swell, boy. That was wonderful.
Seth, the judges are choosing the first round winner.
Dean, find out the name of the winning beginner.
Just a second, Professor.
What now, Gleep?
Well, on account of when you're in the maritime service, you got to know how to tie them. I have read an essay in regards to which I would like to read same entitled, Not.
Oh, fine. Tied up, Ish.
Okay. Oh, not.
Oh, fine beginning.
Now, Boy Scouts are famous for tying knots, also for building fires.
How do they build fires?
By rubbing two campfire girls together.
Well, oh, that's a fine ending. Fine.
Now, I'm not through yet. Did you know that a merchant seaman was responsible for making up a very popular song about knots?
Well, get to the punchline, Ish. Go ahead.
Well, when he left for Catalina, his girl said, "How long are you going to be gone?"
And he replied,
"Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always."
First round winner, Fess.
And he is the winner, contestant number 3 with a perfect score all the way, David Urey of Portland, Oregon. David.
Had sent him a sweater, and his sister wrote a letter, but he wanted something much better, this boy who was sailing away. His buddies were there with their sweethearts all around him, with their sweethearts. Now he'd never had any sweethearts, and over he'd say, "In my arms, ain't I never gonna get a girl in my arms, in my arms, in my arms, ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms, comes the dawn, I'll be gone, I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. You can keep your knitting and your purling, but if I'm a-gonna get to Berlin, give me a girl in my arms tonight."
never gonna get a girl in my arms. In my arms. In my arms. Ain't I never gonna get a bundle of charms.
Comes the dawn, and I'll be gone. So I just gotta have a honey holding me tight. Oh, that checker game is really nifty. Yeah, but that can wait until I'm 50. Give me a girl in my arms tonight.
Here's our first second rounder of the regular quiz.
And he is Ordinary Seaman Dick Clinton of Tacoma, Washington. All right, say, Dick Clinton. Merchant Seaman Earl Carlson of North Hollywood tells this one of the apprentice seaman and the farmer's daughter. Now, next time you get... The farmer's daughter said, next time you get liberty, meet me down at the farm, and I'll promise you...
Kiss in the dark.
Yes, I promise you a kiss in the dark, she said. So at the appointed time, the gleep was there. All slick. Yeah, he was all slick and polished. He heard a rustle in the darkness, so he softly cooed. Give me a little, will you? Give me a little,
give me a little kiss,
will you? That's right. Yeah, are you thinking or listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
That's what I thought, yeah, that's right. Well, in the stillness, the gleep stole his kiss. And then all of a sudden, that seaman knew there'd been a big mistake, because he heard the... He heard the...
Martin Cerny.
Yeah, he kissed the wrong person out there. He got... Yes, sir. There is Yeoman First Class Thomas Clyde Gerald... Wait a minute. Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Huddleston. Is that a... Huddleston. Oh, I got the last name wrong. All of those names are yours.
All of them.
Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Huddleston of Oakland, California. Say, Mr. Huddleston, what do they call you for short?
Clyde dear.
Clyde dear. Oh, fine. Well. Oh, fine. Well, Mr. Huddleston, you know, the waters around Catalina are fisherman's paradise, so Vincent Marvin of Naval Hospital at Oakland thinks you should be able to pick out four kinds of fish in this story. Listen, dear Minnie, did I have a whale of a time last night? When I tell you it will knock you off your perch, one apprentice seaman tried to date me, but I made a date with another shark. Well, what a pickerel I was in. Minnie, when one yelled, "You can't make a sucker out of me, I'm no piker," he hung a shiner on his pal, and did he sail? Well, Minnie, I guess it mackles no difference, but today I'm just a shed row of my former self.
Eddie?
Yes, for
Minnie, male, Minnie, pickerel.
Minnie, pickerel, that's
shark.
It. Shark.
Whale?
No, whale is a mammal. That's not a fish. Whale is a mammal.
Shiner?
Shiner, yes, that's fine. That's four, that's all we asked for. Very good. Okay. There we go with storekeeper third class Art Ellis of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, sir.
How are you, Art?
Say, Art. Yes. Art, speaking of fish, who is the kingfish?
The kingfish?
Yeah, the kingfish.
Kingfish.
Hello there, boys. I just called a special meeting of the order.
Amos and Andy team. I can't call his
name. Well, that's right. He's a character in the Amos and Andy's program. What comic strip was drawn by Bud Fisher? Yeah, one tall, skinny fella and a little bitty short fella with a big, wide mustache. Very short and very tall.
Mutton Jeff.
Mutton Jeff is right. Say, since you know so much about fish, we want you to sing the Three Little Fishes. But while you do that, now wait a minute. First of all, a quartet is going to start to sing another fish song called Small Fry. And when it comes time for you to come in, I'll point at you, and you start singing the Three Little Fishes. Down in the meadow, there's a little bit of fish, you know. Now, all right, here goes the quartet. Ready?
Small fry strutting by the
pool. All right, go. Down in the
down on the meadow in a little bitty booth, and three little fishes in the mountain city too. Swim, play the mountain city, swim as you can, and slam all over the dam.
Hey, you did it! How do you like that? Hey, you did it!
Round king, Professor.
The second round king. The winner is contestant number two, Tom Clyde, Jerry Joe Huddleston from Oakland, California. Hey!
The Sheik of Araby.
Two winners are on the line.
Well, then, let's rise and shine for the maritime. Oh, yes. Oh, how you like to get up in the morning. Oh. Yes, fireman third class David Yeary of Portland, Oregon, who won the first round. Say, David, we're mighty proud of what you maritimers are doing on the seven seas, and since you spend most of your lives on the water, we think it's appropriate to devote our final round tonight to water. So, what are we waiting for? Now, right off the bat, here are two songs with water in their titles, and the boys of the Signal Corps, College Station, Texas, want you to tell us what they are. Listen, two songs. Here's the other one now. No. What is it, Charles Wakefield Cadman? Student! The land of the sky blue waters, and the second one was da-dum, da-dum. What is a student? The waters of Minnetonka. Can you name a female singer with water in her name? Quiet, don't give it away, students. Your clutch is slipping. A female singer with water in her name. Like gas has ethyl in it. You see, she's got the... Student! Ethyl Bill Waters, what's the water wagon?
That's after a big night.
Oh, the water wagon is after a big night.
Then you
want to
go on one.
You want to go on one. I thought it was the thing to sprinkle the streets early in the morning. Oh, thank you very much. There we go. Here is Yeoman First Class, Thomas Clyde Gerald Joseph Huddleston of Oakland, California, who won the second round. Now, Clyde, here's one from Miss Jean Lickman of Chicago. She wants to know what by what kind of water in this song.
By a waterfall.
Yes, sir. And what in a waterfall? Small by a
waterfall. Cottage small?
In a cottage small by a waterfall, that's right. Is Niagara Falls moving backwards?
No.
You sure?
Why, no.
You're sure it's not moving?
I'm sure.
I think you're wrong. I don't mean that the water is going backwards. I mean that the falls are moving back. Yes.
You got me. I got a very low PQ.
I see. Well, yes, I see. Now, I see. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Say, now, Clyde, from the following bodies of water, when you name two well-known girls, river, lake, stream, pond, or ocean, two well-known girls from that, from those bodies of water, river, lake, stream, pond.
Veronica Lake?
Yes, Veronica Lake. That's one. Fine. And what somebody named either river or stream or pond or ocean? Oh, that's a lily, isn't it, that question?
Yeah, lily pond.
Who?
Lily pond.
How did he get there? Absolutely right. There we go. That's the end of the water round.
The big man, Provost.
And it is Mr. Thomas Huddleston of Oakland, California, the winner.
Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge was presented for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.